there's some weird news that Carson Beck is taking himself out of the NFL draft and going into the transfer portal, which would mean lead me to believe that some college team has offered him a monster amount of money. And there is
or he got a bad report from the NFL. Take your pick.
Man, that would be hard to believe that a quarterback that good would say, oh, yeah, I'll take
well,
a flyer
I would
on
say
it.
This. I would disagree with you. That good physically, yes. But when it didn't all come together on the field, I think there are doubts. And the question is...
Pete Thamel is saying that Miami is a favorite to land Carson Beck. This could
yeah, you know why? He's dating one of the basketball players or whatever. He's dating one of the twins. So,
he is?
I guess that's why. Come on,
You're
supposed to be a social media maven. It's all over.
I'm connecting the dots right now. Listen, my social media consists of AJ and Big Justice. How many booms do you give Carson Beck as a potential replacement for Cam Ward? But that would be what he'd be one of the few guys that, you know, could come after Cam Ward and you really wouldn't miss a beat, right?
He's also coming off of Tommy John surgery. I mean, miss a beat. It used to be end a guy's career. I don't know if you miss a beat.
Not anymore.
I think there are options out there. He could be one of them. You know, who knows what they're doing in the transfer portal, but you know, to me he had all the physical ability in the world. Now the question mark is after the elbow surgery, what is that going to be, and could he put it together? But you know, I think everybody in Athens would probably say they had a disappointing season, especially at the end of it.
Yeah, because, you know, I was at SEC Media Days in Dallas. He walked in. I mean, he really was. Him and Jalen Milroe were, like, the two guys to talk to. He was, I believe, favorite or second favorite to win the Heisman before the season. And at the end of the year, before the injury, he didn't even make that list. Like, he regressed in a big way. He lost a lot of money this year playing at Georgia, right?
Well, yeah, there's no question. He didn't play great, and there was a ton of drop passes by their wide receiver core. They just didn't have the weapons that they once had. And for whatever reason, you know, guys transferring out or guys that they had transfer in the transfer portal, they didn't put it together offensively. And then he got hurt, obviously, in the last game. But something was amiss. What I saw, George, I saw him, I think, twice this season. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he hurt his draft grade and, you know, and decided, you know what, I can make more taking some NIL check at some other school and staying in college. I think, you know, listen, the NFL's wrong all the time. But, you know, you guys, I told you last year when we saw Cam Ward in the spring, I go, somebody misevaluated that arm because it is elite. And then, you know, they all come around after a while.
And, Gino, speaking of the draft quarterbacks, because there's a team, what, Tennessee, Cleveland, New York, the Giants, the Raiders. Like, they need all these quarterbacks. And it's funny, everybody praised Dylan Gabriel and Milroe and Beck. Shador and Cam were the top two names all year. And now as the draft gets closer, now everybody's saying this isn't a great quarterback draft. Can these guys play? Because they're even questioning Shador Sanders now. There's reports coming out that people aren't evaluating him as a first-rounder.
I know Cam could play. I've seen him the most. I think they could all play, but you know as well as I do, Channing, it's you know, are the 10 guys around you any good? I mean, you can get – if you're getting a top 10 pick, that means you're bad somewhere, and it's either on the offensive side, defensive side, or both in the case of the New York Giants. So if there is some talent on the field, you know, they can be good. I think all of them are talented. You know, out of those guys that you mentioned, I would take Cam just because I think he's got the most elite arm of those guys you mentioned. But you know, there's a learning curve. I mean, look at Caleb Williams. I mean, he was a can't miss. I mean, heck, Hawks ready to ship him out of Chicago already, and it's only been a season.